Job chapter 17. This is Job continuing his reply to Eliphaz. My spirit is consumed. My days are extinct. The grave is ready for me. He feels he's about to drop into the grave. Surely there are mockers with me. My eye dwells on their provocation. So, yeah, the mockers were the friends who were mocking him, as he said in the last chapter. And he admits that he's dwelling on their provocation. He's thinking too much about their hard words. And as I've said before, they do seem to have rubbed off on Job, their wrong idea that, oh, you're suffering because you've sinned. He denies that, and yet it seems that it does rub off on him, because when he talks to God, he complains about God judging him for his sins, etc. Now give a pledge, be collateral for me with yourself. Who is there who will strike hands with me? For you have hidden their heart from understanding, therefore you shall not exalt them. He who denounces his friends for a prey, even the eyes of his children shall fail. But he has made me a byword of the people. They spit in my face. Well, the people spat in Job's face because they were so persuaded that he was suffering because he must have sinned, and that's why they spat at him. They were so persuaded by this wrong idea they had. My eye also is dim by reason of sorrow. All my members are as a shadow. Upright men shall be astonished at this, that the innocent shall stir up himself against the godless. Yet shall the righteous hold on to his way. He who has clean hands shall grow stronger and stronger. But as for you all, come on now again. I shall not find a wise man among you. My days are past. My plans are broken off, as are the thoughts of my heart. They change the night into day, saying, the light is near in the presence of darkness. If I look for Sheol, hell or the grave, as my house, if I have spread my couch in the darkness, if I have said to corruption, you are my father, to the worm, my mother and my sister, where then is my hope? As for my hope, who shall see it? Shall it go down with me to the gates of Sheol, the grave, or descend together into the dust? So I think, well, it's a bit difficult to understand exactly what he's saying. I think he's starting to say, well, is it really so that I am simply going to die and stay dead forever? I think that he's coming to the conclusion that, well, there must be justice and reward for the righteous at some day, at some point, and I'm not getting it now. So I wonder if really death is death forever for me. Really, is this how it's going to be? He's moving towards the wonderful point he comes to in chapter 19 of believing in a resurrection of the body. And this is what we're led to through all our sufferings, a greater understanding and appreciation of the hope of the kingdom, of the resurrection of the body when Jesus returns, when justice will finally be done, both to the wicked and to the righteous who've suffered.